The episode that opens the third season of Into the Books could be described as a bit eclectic. Hello everyone, I'm Irene Ridarelli, writer, blogger and a passionate reader, and this is Into the Books. I read this book during my summer vacation, and since it's labeled as a fantasy novel, of course I was expecting the classic fantasy book. But what I mean by that? I mean a novel that respects the use of magic or other supernatural elements as an essential part of the plot, theme or setting. And in the novel that is the subject of this episode, The Ghost Theater by Matt Osman, I really had a hard time finding the characteristics mentioned above. The plot is set in the year 1601 and begins with Shai, a nonsuch, fleeing across the rooftops of Elizabethan London. Shai is a falcon trainer and priestess of an ancient bird cult, while nonsuch is a teenage actor, an enigmatic star of the Blackfriars Boys, a theatrical troupe of very young actors known throughout London for their incredible performances. It is a meaningful encounter between two strangers who did not know they were looking for each other. Their relationship grows stronger, at least for her, as they flee through the dark streets of the city, as they enter the empty houses of noblemen, and on stage. The whims of fate lead Shai and Nonsuch to set up the Ghost Theatre, which appears and disappears in the most unusual places in London, thanks to the tricks of the occultist John Dee. Soon, their fame grows and even Queen Elizabeth comes to know about Shai's gifts as a medium. Who can see the future while singing? It will be Shai's prophecy to the Queen that will trigger a series of events that will bloody the whole England until the absolute and fury final drama. Matt Osman succeeds in creating a magical and touching novel in which the eternal struggle between belonging and destiny, past and future, deception and truth is staged, and in which historical reality is carefully interwoven with an imaginative dimension. This is definitely a different book, and I can say with certainty that while reading it, I felt a sense of déjà vu, as I had the same sensations I had when reading Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland. The author chose to give the main character the peculiarity of being a priestess of the bird cult, a cult that really existed at that time. This in particular was one of the things that piqued my interest, along with the fact that the story is set in Elizabethan London in the 17th century, and that the story revolves around the theatre. I had really high expectations for this book, but honestly, I can't say if they were met or not. The author delves secondly into the mystical figure of the priests of the bird cult, but the story itself is flat for pages and pages. Unconsequential scenes are described in too much detail, while scenes that should have been described in detail are developed too quickly. When does the story really start to get interesting? At the end, in the last 100 pages. I can't say that I didn't like this book, because I would be lying. But at the same time, I have to be honest and transparent with you, and let you know that in my opinion, this book is not for everyone, because of the following. Sometimes the narration is too abstract, bordering on confusing. I myself had to reread the final chapter several times, and I'm still not sure I understood how the story ended. And that's probably exactly what the author wants, to leave it up to the reader to write his or her own ending. Do I recommend it for the originality and uniqueness of the style? Yes, I do. But I'd suggest you document yourself on the main topics first to fully understand the story. Before I say goodbye, I would like to remind you that on my YouTube channel, I talk about books in more detail. And if you are interested in knowing a little more about them, you will find a link to my channel in the description box below. I'll see you next week, as usual. Bye.